just in this Yom Iyun. I know it's towards the end of the day, and Philip may be tired from hearing so many wonderful shiurim over so many hours. But as we said this morning, Am Hashem Chizku v'nizchasko. That's how the slichus began this morning. So remember the Klal Yisrael at this late hour. Chizku, be strong, and nizchasko. We'll try to be strong together. The topic for today is about chinuch, a Yom Kippur, sukkah, and lulav. So it's appropriate on all levels. We'll begin by quoting a mishnah, source number one. Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Hatinokos ein ma'anan olson v'yom ha'kippurim. Avon v'chanchen olson lefnei shona lefnei shnasayim v'shvil sheyiyu regilim b'mitzvos. This means that youngsters, we don't make them fast on Yom Kippur, but a year or two before their bar mitzvah, then we ask them to fast in order that they should get used to doing mitzvahs. So Gemara has a question. If it's 2 years, it's 1 year, I would make up your mind. Gemara says, one, it depends how sick he's sick, or if he's healthy. Am Ravuna. Ben Shmona, Ben Teisha, Mechan Chinoso Lishos. 8 or 9, they wait an extra hour to eat breakfast. Ben Esther, Ben Achasasre, Mashlimin, Medirabonon. They have to complete the fast on a rabbinic level, age 10 and 11. Ben Shtemasra, Mashimim B'daraisa B'tinokes, she's bas mitzvah, but of course a bar mitzvah, an extra year. Rav Nachman says no. 9 or 10 shows, 11 or 12 with Rabbonah, and 13 B'daraisa B'tinok, by a male. Okay? Now there's a discussion about the particular details I'm not going to go into right now because time does not allow. But just to get to the bottom line of this whole sugya, the Gemara says, Umikari lechinuch hashlama. Finishing the fast is called chinuch. For Tanya is a chinuch. We wait an extra hour. So what is chinuch? Is chinuch a full fast? Or is chinuch an extra hour of fasting? Omer Rava Barula, Trei chinuchi havu. There are two kinds of chinuch. One is a chinuch of fasting the entire day of Yom Kippur. One is a chinuch of just fasting an extra hour above the normal. The theme for tonight's shiur is Tzvei Dinim. But it doesn't come from brisk. It's in the Gemara. Trei chinuchi havu. There are two kinds of chinuch. And we're going to try to do today is to analyze what does it mean, these two kinds of chinuch, and how did the Rambam approach it, and other Rishonim as well. Fine. Says Tosfos Yeshonim. Ben Shmona, Ben Teisha, Mechanchen, Koshali, Tamina Ben Nozir, Pek Misha, Omar Hareni, Nozir, Megalech, Tav Chavches. Gemara, Salach, Omosh, Mishina. But Ish, Madis, Beno, Ben Nozir, Kidu, Mishlokish. Tamag, Ben Chanchen, Ben Mitzis. Beno, In, Bito, Lo. The Bito, and Chayav, Lechan. Woo. There it says, a daughter not. And here it says, the whole Gemara, right? Tinokas, talking about a young woman. There's a steer in two Gemaras, the Yuma and Nazir, is the chinuch with respect to a young lady. Here's Shloma. Hosam lo ari el adaklin in the zirus. It's a unique situation. Avavala in shah mitzvahs chayav lechan cho. Okay, so there's a chiv of chinuch. A chiv of chinuch for women, young women as well as young men. Okay. I'm going to skip a little bit, perhaps we'll come back if time allows. The Rebbe Omer. The chinuch lo shayach ele ba'av, only applies to a father. Av ba'adam acher lo shayach bechinuch. U'maisa de hilni ha'malka sheyosh vehi v'shiva b'neh b'suka. Rabbi said, who's learning sukkah then? Now Beis, who's learning sukkah? So you all know this story, no? Beis and Beis. So you know this story. In case you forgot the story, turn the page. You'll see the story. It's source number 5. A sukkah more than 20 amos is possible. Maisa behilni amalka belud. She had a sukkah more than 20 amos. As the kingdom came in and out, they didn't say a thing. Amala misham raya. Isha haisa. Uptura min asukkah. A woman is potter min asukkah. Zaman gerama. So no problem. Asked the Gemara where she had 7 children. The old. Komasel osala picha chomim. What do you need the old? Kitom rubonim ktanim. Hoyu uktanim p'turim ben asuka. Came with the shiva. He had seven sons. At least one of them was a rishtali eiz of chinuch. Doesn't need his mother. I'll say it's the rabbanon, and she didn't care about the rabbanon. No. That's a tremendous question. What is Hilni Amalk? What do you see from here? That a woman is chayv and chinuch, a mother. But Tosfos has to say on the other side of the page that only a man is chayv, only a father. So how can it be? The answer is the Tosfos Yeshanim, the last line. Shema havalahem av v'chincham bekach. It was really the father. Afilo lo hayolem av hayosem mechancham lemitzvah bi'alma. What do you mean? What that means, mitzvah bi'alma? Not a real requirement, not an absolute requirement. Lechatchila a mitzvah bi'alma. Everyone with me so far? The Torah Sushanim is saying that a father has a real obligation of chinuch, and a mother will call it mitzvah bi'alma. There's no real obligation. Just, you know, it's a good idea to do to have chinuch. Good idea. A good idea. Wonderful idea. Wait a second. The Gemara that we just saw on source number 5, it's clear as day, there's a real chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv. A chiyuv drabbanan. Drabbanan who? The mechayiv. Not just some kind of an extra added bonus. Who wears this kasha? Kivega. Source number 7. Look at Yuma Pei Beis Hos Yishonah. They said the mitzvah b'yalma. What? Kashali. And Asug it says v'chitem akon chen etzor v'limo v'rabbanan du mechayiv v'rabbanan lo ashka toshma v'rabbanan kon te tos yishonah lo mechayiv v'yi l'chanech osam v'tzorachi in godol. Kivega said kavaldig akasha. Gemara is clear there's a rabbinic obligation on the mother to take care of her sons. Chinuch. And yet Tos Yishonah claims no such thing. Mitzvah b'yalma, not really required of the mother, only of the father. Hiksha adam kosher kabazel kivega tzorich iyun godol. You know, kivega it's great. There's tzorich iyun, there's tzorich iyun godol, Hashem yareinai. There are different levels, but tzorich iyun godol is really a very very good kasha. So, the same way as we have a very good kasha, there's a very good teretz that the stipler gives in the Kilos Yaakov and Masech Tesukah, Simon Beis. We have a Rashi here. Rashi source number 6. Midrabbana. Sheskiku lahargales akotan le mitzvah shuroila. Kidei sheyeh mechunach virogil le mitzvahs. What's Rashi saying over here? What's Rashi saying? The chiyuv of chinuch is purely on the father, on the parent, and not on the child at all. Tosfos and Brachos Daf Mem Ches disagrees and says no, there's a chiyuv on the child himself. I'm not going to the right now. The child can make say Birchas Hamazon for the father under certain circumstances. It's Siklar says the Stipler on Kilos Yaakov. No question that Tosfos agrees with Rashi that there is an obligation on the father. He says that they're Tzvei Dinim. Here we go again. There are two levels in chinuch, says the Kilos Yaakov. A chiyuv on kon tos ben brachas ben ches. A chiyuv on the father, and a chiyuv on the son. I know the chiyuv on the father. We know. We just learned the Gemara over here. Tos Shana quotes it. Ha'av madir ish madir es beno benazir. It's not the son. It's the father. There's no chiyuv the zeros from the son for sure. Not. He can't be mekabel the zeros at all. So he writes as follows. This is the lashon of the Kilos Yaakov. Quote: "V'ha'av u'amadira, v'zevadei ena lemidin chinuch, shalav la'agila b'kiyum ha'mitzvus, v'dava zeh lesa a'imo." Only the father has an obligation to see to it that his son becomes used to doing mitzvus. So comes according to Tosfos, two dinim. The cotton is obligated, the Rabbanah, and the father has an obligation. On this basis, he tries to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Listen very carefully to his teretz, very carefully. The Tosfos Yeshanim say one thing, that the woman from her own perspective is exempt. A father is obligated, the rabbis made him obligated, Mishum Chinuch, and the mother is not obligated from her own perspective. That's what Tosfos Shana says in Yumadat Pei Beis. That's how we started the Shia. But there's clearly an obligation on the Katan himself with Rabbanah. Because Tosfos were two dinim, a chiyuv on the parent and a chiyuv on the child. The mother is exempted from the parental chiyuv. But a good mother sees to it that her children fulfill their child chiyuv. You would say a good mother, would you say, well, I think a good mother would do that. I have no obligation myself. The rabbis exempted me. But my sons have a rabbinic obligation. Shouldn't I see to it, do my best, that they fulfill their obligation? That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that there is, they have an obligation. And what Tosfos Yeshanim says, mechanchel lemitzvah b'alma, what they mean to say is that she has no obligation on her own. The sons have an obligation, and that's what the Gemara's expression over here, midrabbanan hu the mechayiv, means that the chiyuv obligation is on the son, and it's appropriate, the mitzvah b'alma, that the mother see to it that the children fulfill their obligation. Ad kan, a beautiful answer of the Kilas Yaakov to a tremendous kasha of Agoyin Rebbe Akiva. Any questions so far? Yes.
Just that there's another Rashi in
Chagiga. We're not going to discuss other Rashis now because we're talking about.
He says that
it's supposed to be a steering Rashi. Okay, not for now. Fine. In any event, Rashi's saying over here in Sukkah, source number 6, what's the nature of the obligation of the Sugya on the respect of the mother? Lahargila b'mitzvahs. Because Rashi is Lishitoso in Brachos Memches, there is no obligation on the child at all, not a father and not a mother. Oh. So now, Rabosai, we've touched upon Chinuch with respect to a mitzvah of Yom Kippur. We've touched upon Chinuch with respect to mitzvah of Sukkah. Let's touch about Lulav. Look at source number 8. The Hashemin in the Ritva says, the katan shemechanchnos of the mitzvahs tzorich lasas lo mitzvah behekshir gomur kegodol. Has to be exactly right. How do you know? The ma'asin on raya b'shmaitim b'sukkah shal hilni mishum d'lo sagat l'lekha b'vonei achat shigil l'chinuch d'boi sukkah ma'al yisoh. She made a sukkah. All right, it was 21 hours high. So what? But there's a sukkah. Come on, you get the taste. You get the smell. You get the experience. Well, what's wrong with that? No. It must be in technical compliance with all the laws of a kosher sukkah. Look what he says. Mikra mo dibra kosher. Chanocha na pidaka. If you get the wrong chinuch, you get used to a sukkah which is too high. Can happen later on too. Fine. Hutzrachti lichtov zeh. Why did I write it? Fishereisi chachamim toim bazeh. There were very wise men who mistakenly say, and this is quoted by Halacha, as you're probably aware, that you can give a katan, a lulav, without it being completely kosher. For example, on the first day of Sukkot, so you want to give the katan a lulav, you can't get it back to you, so you lend it to him. If you lend it to him, then he's not really yotzim yikiradin, because you need shalachem. It's okay. It looks good. It's fine. And there are many people who hold that way 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and in Mishbrua. Ritva says those who are lean are simple toad. They made a mistake because they didn't know the Gemara. It's a pretty sharp accusation. I wonder who these toadim are. I wonder what they would respond. You think they didn't know the Gemara, that base? They got that far, that base. Base them in base. They didn't know the Gemara. How can it be? I want to give an answer. I want to answer the Torah. Listen carefully. When a father is obligated to train his child, his parental obligation is to see to it that the child gets used to doing things. When it comes to get used to doing things, it need not be so precise and so technically correct. He gets used to it. All right, when he gets older, he'll do it better. That's in the perspective of the father. His obligation is to do his part to train his son. With me? So they're not to tell them. They know what they're talking about. Either Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a mother. We just said before, a mother does not have that obligation. Follow? She, on her own person, she's not obligated to see to it that to train the child. No. The father, not the mother, as we saw earlier. What's a job? See to it that the child does what the child's supposed to do from the child's perspective. From the child's perspective, it has to be right. So they're not told. The Gemara that says if the sukkah is more than 20 amos high, so it serves no purpose, is talking about a mother. Because it comes to a mother, she has the obligation of chanoch lenar, just on herself. It's only the child's obligation. But the child's obligation is the same as the adult's obligation. So what's the point of having a son in a sukkah, which is more than 20 amos high? You accomplish nothing. When it comes to a father, of course it's better to have a sukkah less than 20 amos. Of course, it's better to have a lulav that belongs to the cotton. But if you can't do that, if you give him a bar or a lulav, it's true, you'll not fulfill the dimension of the child's own obligation, which Tosis was Mechadesh, but you at least will have what we call Rashi's perspective of training the child. So the father has this idea of giving his son a lulav ashol, the mother does not. The proof of the Gemara is referring to a sukkah. Talking about a mother. A mother, if it's not within range of 20 amos, so it accomplishes nothing. Because from the mother's perspective, it's only to see to it that the child does his part. And his part has to be technically correct. For a father, there's an additional dimension of training him. So of course, it's not ideal to give him a lulav ashol, but there is a measure of chinuch which is achieved by that act. And the Gemara does not disprove that, because the Gemara is talking about a mother. And the Gedolim, who are so-called Tohim, are talking about a father. Cain, they really to answer these Tohim, they're not Tohim. Now we come to the Rambam.
Questions?
Sure.
Vis-a-vis the child, to do things right, why is the father's obligation less than the mother?
You're correct. From the perspective of the child himself, there's no distinction. But when the Gemara is over here, that if it's not, does not conform to the specific details of a kosher sukkah, that it's of no value. That's what the Ritva says. You see that a lulav ashol is of no value. That's not correct. When it comes to the mother, has no value, because from the perspective of the child's own obligation, it's no good, no value. The child has to do it right. But the father has an additional dimension that he has to see to it from his perspective to train the child. To him, forget the child. I have the obligation. The father. So that exists by a father, not by a mother, and that can be fulfilled according to the so-called Tohim, even if it doesn't conform to the exact details. Rambam, I will say. Rambam is found over here, source number 4. We go now, so we've, Rabosa, this is Chazah so far. We started with Yom Kippur, we went to Sukkah, we went to Lulav. We're now going back to Yom Kippur. This is after all supposed to be Shem Yom Kippur. That's today's institution. Now we're going to go back to focus on Yom Kippur. Says the Rambam, source number 4. Koton ben teisha shonim uven eser shonim mechanchen oso l'shos. Keita? Ha'roga lechol b'shtei sholos b'yom achil nosu b'sholosh. Sholosh b'arba. Fi koach ha'ben, mosifin la'anosu b'sholos. Fine. And with me so far, there's a koton. Koton. What gender is being used over here? Male, correct? Cut. Ben achas esrei shana ben zocha ben nekeva. 11-year-olds, whether male or female, mis ano mashlim midivrei sofri kidei lechancha b'mitzvus. Stop right there. Okay, different texts in the Gemara, the Rambam, as a kasha, but this is the opinion of the Rambam. But it's very noteworthy that the Rambam only has zocha and nekeva in the second half, and not in the first half. Hello, Dabaru. Why is it that the Rambam is assuming that when the child turns 11, the din is male or female, it's a fast the whole day, but Rabbanu? When it comes to someone who's under the age of 11, He only says that a boy should postpone breakfast for 1 hour. Why not a girl? We live in the age of egalitarianism, Rebosa. This is a gewaltig akash. Everyone understand the question? I mean, it stares you in the face. Wow. What a kash. So, answer goes back to Rabbeinu Manoah, source number 5. Umashakotha v'rav kan hilachancho b'mitzvahs uve'elnami kosev mechanchon osa l'shos bolo di'enu t'trei chinuchi hava. It's a direct quote from the Gemara we saw at the beginning, source number 1. What do you mean, trei chinuchi hava? It says in the Gemara. Chad la'ashlama. Watch this now, very careful. V'chinuch ha'shos eino chova medrabonon ela chova hamuteles al kol odom me'atzmo l'lameid u'lahargil bonov l'leches bedarche yosher. It says chanochana p'idako v'gomer d'achnis nachas kanfe ha'shchina v'di el'daber v'lam do torah tzivolon ha'moshe. What's going on? What's happening over here? This is chinuch l'shos. It's a training ground. V'achinuch hazeh eino mutol ela al habonim lo al habonos. As the Rambam said, only males, not females. How do you know? Nazir. B'no chayav l'chancho bito eino chayav l'chancho. Right, we saw earlier the Tos Rishonim said that bito eino chayav l'chancho, no obligation with respect to a daughter, so there is a distinction. We're not finished yet. Slow. Aval bechinuch sheni, tahainu, shem bnei yudal of shana, shechayovin lahashlim b'derabonon. They must fast on the level of the rabbonon. Shavin bo tinok v'tinokes. Why? Sherei hishva kosev yishal yishchol shavat Torah, on shem b'derei sofim. Ain I did no send the os hatinokas patur the sanas b'makom shatinok chayav the sanas. Kipneishi the kever hervicho the potem and atinus. That's the Rambam says. Misane umashim de resofer. That's an obligation. It's very important to understand what this means. An obligation on whom? On the child. When it comes to obligation on the child, there's no distinction whatsoever between male and female. We are, in fact, egalitarian. And therefore, the Rambam says, you turn 11, you have to fast. Male, female, you have to fast. That's one kind of chinuch. That's the child's obligation. And as we said before, the child's own obligation has to be called protev, v'dikdukel, which means a whole day. So once the child turns 11 and is able to fast the whole day, it's an obligation of the child himself or herself. Fine. That's the chinuch of the child himself or herself. No distinction between male and female, as we said earlier. Oh. But before the child is 11, is unable to fast the whole day, you have all this more, forgive the expression, fuzzy. I'm only supposed to wake you up at this hour. Fuzzy kind of obligation to train kids. A little more fuzzy. It's not so precise. This obligation is only on the father and not on the mother, as we saw earlier. And guess what? It's only on the son and not on the daughter. This is a unique father-son relationship. The father-son has this additional, what I call before, fuzzy obligation to train the child, even though it's not really according to all the specs of the mitzvah. That yes. But the mitzvah to do it properly from age 11 to fast the whole day on the child himself or herself applies equally to sons and daughters. Let's finish up. So here he says, Miss Anu Mashem Bidirek, he's Bidak, it's a brisk deal. The Rambam says, Miss Anu Mashem Bidirek Sofim, an obligation upon whom, Rabosai? Upon the child. Ula Malakosav, Mechanchen also. Mechanchen also. That's what he says. Lo kosa mechanchen also the shos with the resofim. Fishen chinuch shos with rabbon and klal. Shem rabbon and chinuch chabalo ha-shloma, kloma. She yasa mitzvah ketikuna u-kumishpata b'shlemus. It's fuzzy. If you can't do it properly, it's only fuzzy. It's fuzzy. It's only on the father of the son. It doesn't apply to a mother. It does not apply to a daughter. So we see klora bosai. There were tzvei dinim in chinuch. As we said earlier, the same is with respect to the mother. There's only an obligation from the perspective of the son, not her. So too with the daughter. Only an obligation on her, but not on her parent. And the child's obligation must be fulfilled in its entirety. That's why I go back to Sugat Beis for the mother. If it's not within 20 amas, it's worthless. So too, if you're not fasting the whole day, it's worthless. It's parallel. Follow? They're talking about a mother, they're talking about a daughter. The only time it's worth something is the other side of chinuch, which is the, what I call again, the fuzzy obligation of father-son, which can be fulfilled even if it's not according to the specifications of the mitzvah itself complete, not b'shlemus. So far, our both sides, so good. Any questions? We're halfway through the shiur, just about. Now I wonder if you have any questions. Yes, sir.
Extending Yom Kippur to Arba Minim, would you say that at 11, the son has to have a regular, but before 11, he can have like a non-kosher pizza?
That's a very big kiddush. I wouldn't go that far. We'll see soon what the number 11 means, but I don't want to extend it beyond its original context. Yes, sir.
Could you also be mechalik between the psul of Yoser Mi Esramamos and Shula?
Yes, you can, because Esramamos is a psul in the Chevtza,
right,
and Shula's only in the Bailas. You could, no question. Yes?
Regarding the fuzzy application,
yeah,
the father of the son,
yeah,
what creates that? Is that like the
Shiat Mubinat? Oh, it's very good. The paradigm, of course, would be the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the matzah moses penechem, it applies to fathers and sons and not to mothers and not to daughters. That would be a good paradigm. Correct. 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 Let us now turn our attention, Rabosai. It's a little bit complicated. Back to the Tosas Yeshon. Back to the Tosas Yeshon. We focused earlier on what we call the second answer of the anonymous Rebbe. Rebbe says only the father, not the mother, and Rabbi Kiva gets kasha, we gave a terrace, etc., etc. Fine. Very good. But it's an earlier terrace. Calling Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, the Bali Rain. Look inside. Harav Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. It's the sixth line, I believe, of this source number two. Fifth or sixth. The Chinuch lo Shayach ele Sheyas a mitzvah velo Perushim e Isura. What's going on? Wow. Ah, Yom Kippur? No. That's not a Fushime Surah. No. Chinuch Shemachachos and Mitzvahs. V'inisim Esnafsho Seichem. How do you like that? When it comes to a low sasei, there is no Chinuch. Yom Kippur is an asei. V'inisim. So then it's Chinuch. Ad kan the words of the Uraim. Seems to me that the Ram disagrees with everything being said until now. Until now, he's what this called fuzzy obligation. He's a real brisker. No, sir, don't give me fuzzy. No such thing. So what is it? What is it? Listen carefully. Everyone's required to see to it that the mitzvah is fulfilled in its perfect sense with all the problem, but only by an asay and not by a los asay. That answers the question. It's the question. Kot nochel neveles ein bezim of tufel afrisho. It's a los asay. By an asay, it's chinuch. What's the difference, Rebosa? Who wants to suggest something? We usually think a law says much more chomer, right? A law says they get malchus. And I say, you know, we're going to talk about it on Yom Kippur, I'm going to bang a lot of these things. You know, you look at the gradations, you know that a law says it's worse than I say. It repeats many times.
Forgiveness?
One more time?
Regilus?
Could be. That's a good Balabadash answer. Regilus has to be, getting used to things. Not getting used to not doing things. Could be. Problem, of course, becomes that here, he's not doing something. He's not eating. Just that, it happens to be called an asei, binisa. So it sounds like it's more of a lumdusha idea than a balabadash idea. So it sounds like. Let me make a suggestion. Marami Prague, in his Gurari in Parshas Vayigash, has something fascinating. Someone who's potter and keeps something anyway. You get tzchar, but you don't get tzchar. It's a good question, no? Yes or no? What's the answer? Is it yes or is it no?
Yes.
Both. Both. Says the Marami Prague, if it's an assay, the answer is yes. If it's a low assay, the answer is no. For example, I'm not a Kohen. So if I would decide I'm going to behave like a Kohen, I'm not going to go to any Levias, I'm a Meshugana. I don't get any schar for that. You're crazy. There's no low assay for you. But what are you doing? You accomplish nothing. Person, let's say for example, a woman, not chayav in mitzvah sukkah, she decides she wants to sit in the sukkah, so she gets mitzvah points. The pastor makes a bracha. You follow? So when I say, if you're not chayav to do it, you do it anyway, you get schar, Allah doesn't say not. Let's say a woman, she's very egalitarian, she decides, my husband is not going to any funerals, I'm not going either. Makes no sense. But she said, my husband taking Lulav, I want to take it to Lulav. That makes perfect sense. So writes the Marami Prague, and Gurari, and Parshas Vayigash. What's his context over there? The steer is between the practice of our forefathers, the patriarchs, the Ovos. Did they keep the mitzvahs? Well, didn't they keep the mitzvahs? Everyone knows the famous Kashas. Chazal said they kept the Kol HaTorah Kula, and Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. That Kasha, the whole world has that Kasha. That's the context of the Marami Prague. He gives his own answer. The Avos kept the Aseis, but not the Los Aseis. With the same Lumdus. Avos weren't Mitzvah before Har Sinai. But they heard it as a Mitzvah. They kept it to get Tzchah. But to keep a Los Aseis, what's the point? They weren't Mitzvah. It's like me not going to a Levaya because I'm not a Kohen. That's the Marami Prague's answer. That's famous. There are many other answers to that Kasha, not for now. But that's his answer. Fascinating answer. What's the real context? Rav Osai, Tosis Kasha. Tosis wants to like this. Listen carefully. Tosis asks, the Gemara has a Masechta, Brachas, and elsewhere, a Kanta Menachas, Kanta Veloeg Lerosh. Halacha Lemaisa. Person goes to a cemetery, what do you do with your tzitzis? What do you do with them? Tuck them in. Loeg Lerosh, because if the dead can't keep the mitzvah, you can't. It's an embarrassment, right? Scoffing at the dead. Frektosis, how is it possible that the Gemara says in Nida that you're allowed to make tachrichim, shrouds, from Shatnes Kalayim? Why is that not Lo'ag L'Rosh? Tosis Kasha. It's a great Kasha. They give various answers. Says the Marami Prague, no. Amazes Potter. So if he's not wearing tzitzis, it's still a scoffing. The famous story of the Vilna Gaon, world famous story of the Vilna Gaon on his deathbed. He was crying. He said, Rebbe, why are you crying? He said, when I'm in this world, for a few kopekas, I don't have any more, you could buy a pair of tzitzis and then have a sort of mitzvah. Now I'm going to the next world, I can't do it. So he said back to the Rebbe, but Rebbe, someone who passes on, he's an honest. It's not his fault anymore. So the Gaon is said to have answered, "Aber von an eines hat man nicht," which is the Yiddish translation of Yerushalmi, "Un solav kamandi ovid." It's true. It wasn't your fault. You didn't do it. You didn't get the mitzvah points. But as far as the Los Hasei is concerned, so you're not mitzvah. So is it scoffing when the mace is wearing tachrichim? No, the mace wears tachrichim like a non-Kohen goes into a Levaya. Ad Kandam Aral's beautiful answer. If that's the case, Rebbe Osei, make the following suggestion. Listen carefully, please. Fundamentally, a cotton is not mitzvah at all. It's not bar mitzvah. Rebbe Osei, you know what the word bar mitzvah, we think bar mitzvah is a birthday party for a 13-year-old. No, bar mitzvah. Because before that, you're not a bar mitzvah. Nonetheless, if you're mekayim a mitzvah, you can get schar. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, we're going to make an obligation for the kohen to do mitzvah saseh. By Torah law, it's not bar mitzvah yet. We want to help him get schar. So we'll say, listen, young man, you're only 11 years old, whatever you are, do this mitzvah. We obligate you to do the mitzvah. And he gets schar, because on the level of the raisa, you know, his potter, he gets schar, as we saw in Maral. So they made chinuch when it comes to a mitzvah's asay. When it comes to los asay, what are you going to tell him? Kiddo, don't eat nevela. What do you mean? I will not eat nevela. The soul of nevela wasn't said to me. It's like a non-kohen not going to a levi. What the book has no meaning. Has no meaning. Oh, you're talking about higher levels, Rabbi Gaffer. That's higher level. We're discussing right now on a purely, we'll call it, technical level.
But perhaps that is a problem.
It is.
It should be a problem for even the cotton.
Well, again, you're talking about Timtum Aleph. It's hard for us to exactly put a conceptual spin on what that means exactly. It's more than an ethereal. So we'll leave it out for the moment, okay? But I'm not dismissing your remark. It's a very good remark, but not for this discussion, okay? So that's my pshat in the opinion of the Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz. I hargilu b'mitzvahs? No. Chinuch is on the son. When he gets schar, it's only mitzvahs I say. And then the father and the bezdin have to stop him. To impel him to do it. But lo sasei, you don't have to stop him because you're not accomplishing anything. This is the opinion of Rabbi Lezim. Any questions so far? It's a whole new approach completely. Now I'm going to see how the various things come together in the last part of the shiur. Okay, The last part of the shiur, we will quote a Shuvas Maharam. It's not on the source sheet. Perhaps I should have put it on the sheet. I apologize. I'll read it to you. He holds the second terrace in the Teres Yishonah that a mother is not obligated. Usvarohi. It makes logical sense that the mother is obligated. Why? With the paradigm from before? Kevin lo mifkada lemulo v'liftoso olam del Torah. Because the tikkun Rabbanan, no? Ke'ein d'araisa tikkun. Exactly as we said before. The paradigm of the Torah's obligations. We know that our father's obligated to teach his son Torah and to do the bris milah pidyon haben. The Rabbanan came along and patterned after the d'araisa. And they made a father-son obligation. I hilni amalka? Machmeres halatzma. The same as we saw in the Tosfos Yishonin. Maybe Rebbe, this anonymous Rebbe, is in Rami Rutenberg. I'm not an expert on who wrote the Tosfos Yishonin. If I look it up in one of the books, you know who wrote it? Maybe it's the Talmud Rami Rutenberg. Maybe that's the Rebbe, because it's the Tshuvas Maram. It's comparable, not exactly verbatim, but it's along the same lines as the second Teretz. As a Torah Shon quoted from an anonymous Rebbe. Maybe the Rebbe's the Maram? Maybe. Get an impression from the Maram's Tshuva that the Chi of Chinuch on the father's the Rabbona is carrying the rice of Talmud Torah and Milan Pinyon and Ben. Father's obligation. Father's obligation. You get an impression, Rebbe Osei, that he holds, like Rashi, as only a father's obligation. And at this point in time, not the sons. The Raisa. On the Raisa level, the son's not chayav, not in learning Torah, not in doing a bris milah pidyon haben himself. That's the impression which is conveyed. Hilni was machmir. No, so we're back to the kasher of the kivegan. If, in fact, the Maram means goes that far, further than we said before, with the kivegan with the kilos yach. Another kasher. If that's the case, we should say there's no obligation of chinuch on a daughter at all, because Cain the rice of tikkun. There's no mila, no opinion of ben. So if the whole chinuch is exclusively what Cain the rice of tikkun, so why is there an obligation of chinuch on a daughter? So before Shemishna, right here. We try to answer, we come to our final source for tonight. It's getting late. The final source. The final source is the Ram. Source number 3. Let's read together. V'nimsa shemechanchen es hazocho l'shos achas esrei shteim esrei shen shteit shonim samach l'perek. The answer of Loma Tocha Perek. Why? Shehu Mufla. What does Mufla mean, Rabbi Osei? What's Mufla mean? Right, but Nadarim. We call it a Mufla Samach Liish. The year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, you are a Mufla, and the Nadarim are Nadarim. If Nivdakim, if you have enough Seichel, then that counts. What's that doing here? Who's talking about Nadarim over here? We'll come back. The Vada Mechantchi. Ude kuli alma ein bein tinok v'tinok as klum lo b'chinuch shos v'lo b'ashlama shal devreim. What's bothering the Ran? Why is it that a daughter gets only 1 year of chinuch and a boy gets 2? It's true they both started at 11, but 11 for a boy is 2 years and 11 for a girl is only 1 year. It's an obvious kasha. Says the Ran as follows: the af al pisha gadlusa shel tinokas called in the zman gadlusa shel tinok shana afilu hachi lo ro chachomim lahachmir al tinokas yosef in atinok. Why? Shem de ikar chinuch le tinoku, and it says the nazir. But no chayav lechancha b'mitzus, bito eno chayav lechancha. Wait a minute. What is the Ran saying? If there is no chinuch when it comes to a daughter, why do you have mechanecha for 1 year? Even 1 year you shouldn't do. And what does he mean by ikar chinuch? And what's with mufla? 3 kashas. What's going on in this Ran? How do you explain this Ran? I don't understand. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. Listen carefully to see if it fits into the words of the Ran. Ke'en d'orais ha'tikun. Ke'en d'orais ha'tikun, listen carefully, is as far as the parent is concerned. Well, as you said before in the Rambam, the daughter has her own obligation. That's what he said pshat in Hilni Amalka, what he said pshat in the Rambam before. The daughter has her own obligation. And that requires Heksher Gomer. That's why, according to the Rambam, you only are obligated if you can fast the entire day. When she's 11, there's a chiyuv on the daughter. When she's 9, 10, no. She can't fast the whole day, so forget about it when it comes to the daughter. Fine. Problem is as follows. Listen carefully. We said earlier that even the Yom Kippur is a fasting. Yom Kippur is passive, but since it's an asay, v'nisem es nafsho seichem to the tzchak. That's what we said before. That's not so mukhrach. Not so simple. One can say against the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, no, even though it's an asay. The Ran holds, no. If you want to get schar, you have to do something. You have to do something. If you're passive, there's no schar. Then we see the nuance. According to the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, it's a lamda shavart. It's a kiyum asay, you get it. Losa say, it's worthless. But here he's saying a little bit more, if you, a little more balabatish. If you do something, oh, you did something, so you get schar. If you're totally passive, so what'd you do? You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You weren't obligated. There's no schar. Oh. However, I make the following chiddush nira. You and I fast Yom Kippur, mitzvah, we should all fast well. You say in Tefillah Zakah. Everyone says Tefillah Zakah. And you mekabel al atzmi, you mekabel on yourself, the tannis. You're obligated without the Kabbalah. You don't say Tefillah Zakah. But if you mekabel the fast, you've done something. You've done something. You were active. True, the fasting is passive, but the Kabbalah is active. Oh. So therefore, listen carefully, you're only obligated from the perspective of the Katan if you can do something. What does doing something mean? Be Mekabel. But if a 2-year-old is Mekabel, an 8-year-old is Mekabel, that's meaningless. What he says has no value. Meaningless. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, a girl, there's no obligation from the perspective of the parent. Only obligation on her, the chiyuv was 1 year and 1 year only. Because 1 year before you turn bar bas mitzvah, you are a mufla, and your word is significant. If a mufla makes something also beneder, and a man eats it, can get malchus. So then the rice the mufla. So therefore, when the girl is 11, and she is in effect mekabel tainus, probably wants to feel the zaka, I assume. 11-year-old. I'm sure every 11-year-old goes to feel the zaka. Shall is that? So she's mekabel the times. So this is an action on her part, an action worthy of schar for the fasting post her Kabbalah. That's what the Ran says beferish. Even when it comes to a tino, ain't sorich lo makshu mufla. What does that mean? That the obligation of a 12-year-old boy is different than an 11-year-old boy. Because a 12-year-old boy who's a mufla, he's mekabel on himself. It's a higher level. His own obligation, his own schar. He did it, he was mekabel. So why does an 11-year-old boy also fast? Back to the beginning. The father, exactly. The father. That's Iker Chiyuv Chinuch is on the father and the son. To the Margilo. Margilo. You don't require necessarily a Heksha Gomer, because here, in a certain sense, it's not a Heksha Gomer. No Kabbalah. Doesn't matter. Gentlemen, betray Zimni Havi Chazaka. When you want to be Margil somebody, you don't have to do it once. You have to do it at least twice. Do a metakan for a boy that he has to have chinuch 2 years. But they're not identical. That's the lashon of the Ran. It's mukrach. Ein tzarech loma. What do you mean tzarech loma? What's ein tzarech loma? No, it's a different din. Once the boy is 12, he's a mufla, so then it's an obligation on him himself, because he has the ability to be kabbal the same as the girl when she's 11. For sure. The chiddush is, even a boy who's 11 who does not have that level of obligation, because he's not yet a mufla, should still do it, because of the father obligation to be marigal, and marigal requires twice. So it comes, it's a little bit quote unquote unfair that boys have to fast twice before they bar mitzvah and girls only once. But kachazah, because it's all part of the same distinction we mentioned earlier. Oh. If that's the case, go back to the Maram. The Maram is along the lines of the stipulous answer to Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Where is an obligation on the daughter? And what did Hilni do? Hilni saw to it that his sons should fulfill the obligation on the sons. And for that very reason, you mechanten tinokos nisanos piyom ekipurim, because the chiyuv, right, on her. The chiyuv on her. She's 11 years old. That's the chiyuv. As we said before, according to the Ran. Only the obligation on the father is came to the rights of Tikkun. Because what are we going from? Talmud Torah, Pinyin HaBen, Mila. obligation on the father. So with respect to the father, it's limited to father and son, with the obligation of the parent. Only father and son. Okay, in the Raisa Tikkun. When it comes to the obligation on the child, Maran wasn't discussing that. That exists equally for males and females. Rabosai, so it comes out that there are, in fact, two dinim. From the perspective of the son, has to be Heksha Gomer, as we said earlier. From the perspective of the father, perhaps not. Like Gilba Mitzvah, even if it's not exactly precisely the way it's supposed to be. So let's just review briefly the shir, and I want to end with maybe a couple of words of Chizuk. Am Hashem, Chizku v'nischazka. We began with the Mishnah and Masechta Yuma, went to the part of the Gemara, we ended Trei Chinuchi Yavim, two halachas in Chinuch. We quoted the Tos Yishonim, Teretz of Rebbe, which maybe it's the Maram. Kiveger in Sukkah says that Maram, the Rebbe, is against the Mefurash of Gemara in Sukkah that base. We gave the answer of the Kilus Yaakov, the distinction between the obligation of the son and the obligation of the father. We then suggested a Chiddush to answer the Kasha of the Ritva against the so-called Tohen, that the Gemara in Sukkah that base says clearly has to be exactly right for the count, and the Tohen say no. So we suggest it depends on father or mother. When it comes to the father, you know, it's not exactly right. You get tzchari. You're on margul. Comes to the mother, where that obligation doesn't exist, either it's good or forget about it. That's the sort of thing. That was how we began the shir with that answer to the Tohen. Oh, let me quote the Rambam. Rambam has a distinction between boys and girls. Boys only can apply before the age of 11, and girls not. Rabbeinu Manoach said basically Yisod. Trei Chinuchi. When it comes to the child's obligation, the Rambam's expression is very compelling. The child's obligation, a full obligation, boys and girls are the same. When it comes to training, that's what it applies only to sons, not to daughters. As we said earlier, only to fathers and not to mothers. Right? And so we had a bit of a digression to talk about the other sheet of the Urayim, where he says that Chinuch is limited to assays, not the law, says explained it based upon the Maram Prag. We then returned to discuss a little bit about the Maram Wittenberg and the opinion of the Ran, which we also dovetails what we said at the very beginning with a couple of tweaks about Mufla and Kabbalah, not assay versus law, so say Lomdus, it's active versus passive. And then we came back to the same general principle we said earlier, the two kinds of Chinuch. So I want to use this as a paradigm to discuss our Am Hashem Chizku v'nischazka. We talk about chinuch. Of course, it has all kinds of technical laws, fathers and sons, and details. But chinuch, in a certain way, is itself representative of an obligation of one person towards another. And I believe that each and every one of us has responsibilities towards one another. Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. One person weakens, Chas V'Shalom, it could cause a rifyon to the entire community. Just to give a parallel, the Rambam writes in explaining the law of Yorev Urach HaLevov, who has to go back from the Muhammad, because if he is a scaredy cat, and there is a war, and he starts wobbling, he's not only endangering himself, the whole Marocha can lose out. Everyone could just get scared. It could be a churban. So no man is an island. Whatever you do has an impact on others. We don't like to think that way, but whatever we do is being observed by other people. That's the reality of life. When you come to Shul and Yom Kippur, if you dive in with tremendous kavana, it can uplift others to dive with kavana. If somehow or other you're just, doing things which are not so perfect, it can have a negative impact on others too. You're not alone. You're not alone. And I believe that to round it out, it's Am Hashem, Chizku. You have to become strong because others are being affected by you. But Vinischaska means that when you recognize this and you realize that your actions can impact upon others, you yourself will receive a chizuk to do something better. I tell parents all the time that before you were parents, you did what you did. No. So you were the Rabbanu Shalom. Once you're a parent, your kids watch, they're looking at you. You can't fool your children. They see right through. If they see you're not really davening, you may be shaking like this, you know, but you can't fool your children. They see it's a fake. And if you're davening for real, they see it's for real. So once a person becomes a parent, so he has to do, if he wasn't davening so well beforehand, he has to do better to impress his child. And you know what? After a while, he becomes a better person himself. Chizku v'nitzchaska. Because if you are becoming stronger, right, to help somebody else, by definition, you become stronger yourself. Yom Kippur, Moriv, Rabosai, there were two kaporos. It's a kapora for the Yochid, Melech Mochel v'slecha v'noseinu, it's a kapora for the Klal Yisrael, v'al kol avonos amo beis Yisrael. And every individual can have a kapora on an individual level, which of course has a much higher bar of tshuva shlema, and a kapora on the entire tzibur, which perhaps does not require tshuva shlema. You just have to plug in to the kapora sa tzibur. In certain cases, doesn't even require tshuva shlema. By the same token, same as there were two levels of kapora and Yom Kippur, those are two levels of chizuk that we're supposed to take upon ourselves. Chizku means our relationship with others. The mechazik people. But if we are strong enough to mechazik others, by definition, we're strengthening ourselves as well. You know, it's attributed to the Chazon Ish that the expression hashpa, oh, that's a big deal. You have to have hashpa. I mean, not only a mashpi has to have hashpa. Everybody has to have hashpa. Hashpa is b'loshon shefa. Shefa. What does shefa mean? Overflowing. When a cup overflows, the water spills out. So he was not so keen on people running around to do things without their building themselves up first. So if you don't have enough tochen, inner content, and you're trying to save the world, it's not going to go. First, fill yourself up. Because you recognize if you fill yourself up, you'll be able to influence others. Influence, lashon flow, hashpa. So Rabosai, I've talked to a group of primarily Bnei Yeshiva. If you very chashim about Balabatim came as well. It applies to both, but especially to Bnei Yeshiva when you're young, you have more time to learn and to focus on the words of your holy Rebbeim and the other Torah personalities within the Yeshiva. Fill up! And you go to the gas station, fill it up, please. That's easy. You just press the thing and fill it up. Self-serve here in this New York. Filling up with Torah, with your Shemayim, not so easy. I give you all a bracha. You should all be mischazek for the sake of others who are looking at you on Yom Kippur. And there's nothing wrong with that. So don't have to feel something you're just being hypocritical. No! You're doing it because you understand that it's important to have a positive impact on others. In Mela, you will have a greater impact on yourselves as well to realize you're not just putting on an act, it's a proper thing to do. In this chutz, we should all be zoche to a Gemara Chasim B'Tov.
Two points. One is that.